Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Appreciate all the pregnancy photo shoots you guys are sending us.
Some of them are having a good sense of humor about it. They're like, we know this is bad.
Some of them were
hashtag
fails.
Hashtag fail.
Yeah, some of them were fails.
Mine was a fail.
Some of you, a lot of you are gorgeous. I'm impressed. Yeah. I didn't realize how many women, I don't think I've had a girlfriend do a nude one, so I didn't realize how many women did this thing.
Yeah.
This kind of thing.
Yeah. They're beautiful, though.
A lot of my friends have done, and it was shocking to me, is the quiet ones. Those boudoir photos for their men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like they come out of their shell when they get on that little lingerie and on that pink furry rug.
Yeah, they do.
You know, who else has been on it?
Girlfriend did one, right?
My wife did one, too.
Yeah. He did it on her, she did on his cars.
Yeah, yeah, I was in a boudoir. I was more like a card calendar type thing.
Yeah. And it was good.
But the thing
you
with
still
the,
have, do you look at it? Is it this year? Like, are you?
No, you know, I have it. I've got it.
Well, the year is over. It was a calendar.
Yeah, that's true.
And just like all calendars, you just throw it away.
Okay. I've got it hidden away.
It's gone.
In a safe place.
I have mine in my drawer.
Huh?
My wife's boudoir pictures that she took for me.
Oh, I remember that.
So I have them in the door.
She wore your Chargers jersey?
Yeah, she wore the pants, the Charger pants.
Well, some people are very proud of them. And I very vividly recall walking into a friend's home. And their wife's boudoir photo was in the foyer.
Right there.
Or foyer.
Right as soon as you walk in?
Very fancy.
Yeah.
Yes. You open the door and there it is.
And you have boobies and everything.
Well, she wasn't showing boobies, but it was one of those. She was wearing lingerie and everything was covered, but it was such a seductive pose.
It was
like,
very.
I kind of like it to make the guests uncomfortable.
It was very awkward. You
like if you did
like
a naked couple's photo shoot and it's the first thing you see when someone walks into the house.
that's a sure way to get all the boys to come over in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
like
right?
if you have sons.
Yeah, right.
They'll always want to go to your house.
But, you know, people are proud.
Yeah, right there in the foyer.
I might do that for Alan's surprise. Alan, I have something.
A boudoir?
My boudoir photo session. You never know.
You never know.
I was this close to doing a boudoir for my wife.
A doudoir?
I was so close to
doing
it.
Oh,
doudoir.
No.
Our buddy's a photographer, and then he actually did my wife's pictures, and when I hit him up, and he was all about it, and I was like, oh, but I don't know, man.
It's funny.
Would
she laugh, or would she love it?
You know what? He could take good funny photos of you. You could do funny stuff.
I would have to do funny, because every time I try to do something where my wife says, aw, or she gets turned on, it's laughter. So I would have to go with the funny angle, for sure.
It would be a fun like calendar to give her for the year.
Oh, what if Alan and I do a calendar and we give you guys?
If that's George is together, he'll probably do it.
That's all you guys are getting naked. That okay?
I don't
want to
do that.
Weird.
Not together. You have your own. Kelly would have her own Alan.
Oh,
calendar.
I thought you were going to do a group shot.
Oh, you want a group one?
And sell like it. And sell it for kids.
Like that family
the
Christmas card.
Each other.
Yeah, everybody's on top of each other. You're laying
naked.
Down.
Oh no. That's the most awkward family picture of all time.
We should do a Men of the Kid Craddock Morning Show calendar. You know, like they have the fireman calendar.
Sexy.
And we do a sexy calendar. It's the Men of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We
you
probably
have to
have
do
12.
It.
We probably have 12.
We
right
have
here.
To do it because we're going to sell it for charity. And give
10?
All the proceeds to kids.
I think we only have 10 dudes.
That's fine, because that means that we'll pick a couple good months where there's
group
a
shots.
Multi-shot. Yeah, multi people. In
I get February.
Why?
It's the shortest month.
It's Black History Month.
That too. Yeah.
Why would you align yourself with the shortest month?
Can I have December?
Why? You want to be the Nutcracker?
Well, it's cold. That way it makes up.
I love this
December
idea,
trip.
And
I love
I'm
this idea.
With it.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Those would have to be naked.
No, it's like the fireman calendar where they just wear like their fireman pants and suspenders and they're all shirtless and holding puppies.
Oh.
You know, that's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could do something like that. You'd be the men. You know how Playboy does the women of radio? We'll do the Men of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's right.
Sexy calendar. And we'll call it that. The Men of the Kid Craddock Morning Show sexy calendar.
You can't put sexy in front of
it. Yes, you can.
It's not going to be sexy.
Sexy calendar.
It's not going to be sexy.
Yes, I'm telling you, this is genius marketing on my part.
I'm not interested if it's not sexy.
Fine.
So call it the sexy calendar.
You want the sexy, you're going to get sexy. It'll
be dead sexy.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So this is what you do. On your vacations that we're getting ready to take next week, y'all need to be very good. Work on your tan and your abs. Because we're going to come back.
Well, we need to do this shoot in the fall.
Yeah, we got to schedule this photo shoot because we have to edit and everything, get it ready for production for Christmas sales.
Work on our abs during vacation?
Yes.
No way.
Drinking beer.
I'm going to Mexico.
I mean, now it's really just going to need to be a permanent lifestyle change. You're going to need to stay in shoot shape.
I'm going to be getting tacos and some lovin',
right?
In Mexico.
Every single person's texting in. Please make the calendar. I will buy that calendar.
Look, every single one of them. Everybody.
I'll work on my abs, all right. I'm just letting you know.
Just imagine.
The world has spoken, Al.
Can I have a month with Wheezy?
This took a lot to
Can
to
I have
JC
one month in the
it.
Calendar with Wheezy?
But it's a men's calendar.
Yeah, but then it's like, surprise.
Well, Wheezy's a girl, though.
Yeah, I'll hold Curtis.
Oh,
you
man.
Can hold Dex.
Okay.
Fine, well, I won't be in the calendar with Wheezy.
I don't know if Dex is going to make it that far.
So,
well, yeah. Then we better do it
now. Well, you have to give him something to look forward to. Tell him about the calendar.
All our dogs are getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Man, everybody is so excited about this calendar.
I'm
it's done.
Proud.
Dang it.
All right.
I'm excited.
Oh, couples boudoir pictures. Okay, how about that? We just got a picture, couples boudoir. You can do that. That'd be pretty hot. You and Alan Kelly for the wedding?
No.
Hey, Jenna, did you go check the crime scene that we arrived to?
I did.
Yeah? How's it going up there?
Well, first, let's set the stage. We each saw something different when we pulled into work this morning.
Yeah.
But...
Who got here first?
Out of us.
Cheddar.
Yeah. And okay. He said when he walked in, there was a couple of guys in the parking lot, where you park, and what appeared to be undercover cops.
Right? They were dressed in street clothes.
Regular people with three people sitting in the middle of the parking garage, a girl with her dog, people searching through a car. But I didn't see any police officers, right. But apparently that's what he said, that they were undercover.
Well, when I pulled in, I saw two. There's nobody who usually parks where I park, because I park outside.
And Al's truck doesn't fit in the garage.
So there's two or three cars right there. Then there's a police crime scene vehicle.
The truck.
Right
the
there.
The crime scene.
That's the cool truck.
Yeah. So what I witnessed was, when I walk into the door that I enter, the security guard was walking in to unlock it. She goes, and she looked at me like, who are you? I'm like, I work here. And, you know, it's a big building. So she goes, okay. And she goes, it's a mess and gone down in here today.
A mess, you
it's
guys.
It's a mess. I said, what kind of mess? She goes, I don't know if I can tell you. I said, yeah, tell me. I need to know.
Yeah.
So she goes,
my safety is at stake.
Yeah, right? She goes, well, some mess happened about 20 miles from here, and it ended up here. But that's all I can tell you, because I need to be incognito.
Did you go by the car?
Did she have anything to do with this situation?
Of course.
No, this is our security guard from this building.
Oh, so she didn't know what's up.
They give her the intel, so she's fully...
And a walkie-talkie.
Well-versed on what's going on.
So that's what I know.
So then I had pulled up, because I got a little bit of traffic, because they're freaking fixing every road in
that has nothing to do with this.
I know.
No, it's bad.
I know. Anyways.
That's what you get for moving far away.
I know. I show up, and there's a car parked one spot over from where I normally park.
Yeah.
And all the doors are open. All the windows are open. And I see this lady with a gun holster doing some swabbing, and she's looking in there with a flashlight.
CSI.
And there's two guys that are looking out for her. And so I pulled up, and they, as soon as I got on my truck, step out. And I'm like, oh, you guys got broken into? And they're like, no, worse than that.
Worse than that.
And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And they're like, we can't talk about it right now. We're not free to talk
about it. It's classified.
But it was all open, and the car looked all beat up, like something went down.
Oh, yeah, all the windows were, they were like rummaging through. So I would think drugs, right? Yeah.
Something happened. Well, if something messy happened, like, I don't know, a crime?
So we don't know what happened, but something.
So I just went up to the garage.
Yeah?
Okay. You know, because I'm thinking maybe now, like, actual cops will be up there.
Yeah, the caution tape's
out. Too much time's passed now.
Yeah, because apparently they were, like, staking it out.
Yeah.
Hmm. What happened?
There's nothing.
It's like it never
it's
happened.
Gone.
No people. No car being searched. I was so let down.
It's gone?
Yeah. I mean, I hope something, obviously.
Our cars are still there, right?
Yeah.
I got a little scared.
The whole garage is empty, guys.
I'm not going to lie.
There was nothing up there when I went up there.
When I first saw the car and I saw a couple dudes that I didn't recognize, I was like, this is it.
You're about to get jumped.
This is it.
Yeah.
Well, when I saw the two, as a woman, you kind of panic. When I came in, there was just two guys I almost hit with. They weren't supposed to be there. And I'm like, okay, now I got to get out of my car with these two strange guys. What are they doing in the garage? Nobody's ever here this time of day. You know that. And then I see this girl sitting on the ground with her dog. I'm like,
and you felt good.
Aw, what's going on?
She's the
girl and her dog.
She's the felon.
She's the suspect.
See, I didn't know what was going on.
That was the suspect?
She's the suspect.
I didn't see her when
I came when they have you sitting on the ground, that's you the suspect.
Oh, see,
that shout out to all my suspects.
Yeah, I really thought, I was like, this is.
I had to drive around her. She gave me a dirty look. I'm like, in the middle of the parking garage.
She was in the middle of the parking garage. I had to drive around her. She wasn't moving. Or maybe she was told she couldn't.
They'll tell you. Sit right there.
Maybe we'll find out what happened. That's weird that they're all gone already.
I need to get a police scanner.
Yeah, for sure.
I need a police scanner.
No, okay, yeah, let's just ask our cop friends, any cop friends.
My Uncle Frank
sleeps with one. They probably know, right?
Your Uncle Frank?
Uncle Frank sleeps with one. He's always had a police scanner in his room. Mm. That's why they have to stay in the other room, Uncle Frank. Because you have to hear that stuff all night.
It's on all night.
And it goes down in Mullen, South Carolina overnight.
I bet.
Is he coming to the wedding? Uncle Frank?
No.
Does he ever show up to the crime scenes?
No, I don't think
What's the point?
I think he wants to know what's going on.
Maybe he's a superhero and you guys don't even know it, and that's why he has it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Undercover agent?
Undercover.
No, that was my Uncle Red.
Oh, that's right.
Red Raspberry.
Red Raspberry, yeah.
The other one, not the car salesman.
I got a couple cop friends on Snapchat. I'm going to see what's up.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to ask him. We'll find out what happened with that car. That was weird.
They can find out, right?
Very weird.
It depends on what jurisdiction, probably.
Yeah.
They can get in that system.
And last night on The Bachelorette, we were left hanging on Monday. What was yesterday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, we got left hanging on Monday.
Right.
And then yesterday, we finally were shown what happened between Kenny and Lee.
Now, Rachel Lindsay is our first Black Bachelorette.
Yep.
She's got it whittled down to how many guys at this point? About a dozen?
10 to 12 or something like that. Yeah, it's getting down to almost hometowns where it gets boring. Let's be honest. This is when The Bachelor and The Bachelorette gets boring because all the goofballs are gone. But we still had two goofballs left, or at least one with that Lee guy.
Okay.
Because people are calling him racist.
Yep.
They're saying he's not there to date Rachel. He's there to further his music career. And he's there to stir the pot and just lie about people, which is what he was doing. He was lying about a good dude named Kenny.
It's fun to have a bad guy, but you got to also kind of like him.
Yeah.
You know,
and I didn't like him.
You need a bad guy for the fun element, but they have to kind of do it with a little wink in their eye. You know what I'm saying?
And he wasn't.
Like, I'm in on the joke. I'm doing this, you know.
Like the Chad guy, the superly buff guy from a couple seasons ago that everybody hated.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah.
Juan Pablo.
Yeah.
Everybody hated him. But we still enjoyed.
Juan Pablo, that was accidental bad guy.
That was accidental.
He didn't mean to be.
And you hope that the girl will realize that one of the guys is telling the truth and the other guy's a big old sleazeball. And Rachel is a smart girl.
She is.
Did she pick the right one to send home? This is who she decided to bail out on.
After hearing what I heard today, I don't trust you. And because of that, I'm going to send you home. Mm. And
which one was that?
Kenny, with you. I feel like we had a really good conversation, but at this point, I'm not ready to give out the rose, and I just need more time. And so I'd like to spend more time with you tonight to figure that out. So, Lee, I'm going to say goodbye to you.
And she's keeping Kenny, but no rose.
No rose yet.
That's okay, sweetheart. I just want you to know that when he came back over here, he threatened me.
So he did it again. He did
I'm
it again.
Going out with a swinging.
Yeah.
Golly.
First of all, girls hate being called sweetheart in those situations.
Yeah, it's so
from what I got.
Condescending.
I love being called sweetheart, but it has to be in the right
from a
moment.
Sweet place.
Yeah,
it has
not
to be in the right
sweetheart.
Moment. Yes.
Yeah. Like, sweetheart, I love you. Not after you just told the guy off and he sweethearts you. So he got sent home, and then Kenny ended up getting a rose later on in the date. But when they went to the helicopter, this girl's walking away with him. You won, dude. You got the girl. You're going to helicopter. You're going to go home.
Yeah.
You won. This guy, leave him behind. They go to the helicopter, and Kenny decides, no, I need to go have one more word with him.
Oh.
And he went back there and told him off, and you could tell Rachel was like, really? You're this guy? Like,
yeah, don't do that.
Don't suffer these fools.
Yeah.
I know there's a certain type of girl that likes a guy that'll bow up like that. I don't think the average
I only want a guy to bow up when he should. You know, in a moment, like if someone's threatening me or injuring me.
Yeah.
I hate the guy that picks the fight.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And he was cool and collected and everything, but the fact that he went back there just shows that, man, you're not going to be able to hold back. So
that's piling on.
Yeah.
You know, you've already won.
Kenny ended up going home later on. They went on a group date, and they just mutually agreed, this is not going to work. He missed his daughter. So he ended up going home anyways. And that bloody eye that you saw, Kelly, you thought it was makeup? They went to, they did a group date where they did a Viking challenge. So they were fighting each other like Vikings.
Ooh.
And they had swords, and they had the shields and everything.
And
it was pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's how two guys ended up with cut up eyes. But my favorite part of the episode.
That's a little bit.
It was gruesome.
Well, I mean, you don't.
So they had a literal sword fight?
Yeah, they had like swords in there. It was sketchy.
Typical guys.
Yeah. It was super manly stuff. But the guys that were showing them how to be Vikings cracked me up. These two guys are the teachers.
I'm Tom, and I'm a Viking fighting instructor.
A Viking?
And knows a lot about Viking fighting and and games from Viking time.
And I'm Morten. I know exactly the same as Tom.
Those are the guys.
They don't. English is not their first language. That was good.
I want to say they were in Norway.
Cool.
And I do everything he does.
Yeah.
And you're married.
Are you married now?
Those guys were so funny the whole episode. That's, you couldn't understand a word they were saying.
Awesome. Should be doing an Irish Spring commercial.
Yeah, me too. What he said.
I know everything he does. She married them. Hey, you guys want to do a little Whatever Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right, hit us up. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, Kid Nation.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is where you call us up, and we talk about, well, whatever you want to talk about. If there's a question you had, you missed something, you heard something on the show, like Alice single, yes. You know, that's coming up quite a bit. Do you want to know what we're getting into for vacation? You want to know how Kelly's wedding planning's going? Or there's a couple news stories that you want to talk about that we haven't touched up on.
Whatever.
Anything you want to talk about, Kid Nation. We'll do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's Whatever Wednesday. Speaking of having whatever you like, you are liking the love letters to Kelly we're doing all week long.
Oh, good.
Special edition. We're doing themes every day. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Today's theme, young love is today's theme. All the youngins that love. So that's what's happening.
All right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, real quick, I just found out that we can produce enough saliva every day to fill a wine bottle.
Ew.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I don't want to even know that. I don't want to think about that.
Whatever Wednesday. We're talking about whatever
Thank
we
you.
Want.
I don't know. I often feel quite parched.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, Jenna? Get a wine bottle. And
No.
I don't spit. I don't.
You're going to have to.
I don't like it. No. I was never a spitter. No. Like playing soccer, watching people spit, I would never. I don't spit. I don't like the spitting. I think girls spitting is gross.
You know what I want to learn to do, and I see the baseball players doing it a lot of time?
What?
The rocket.
The snot rocket is gross also.
But how do they do it without... No, it doesn't get on their uniform.
No, they do it so well. Have you not seen that? It does.
Isn't that the same thing as the farmer hanky?
What's the farmer hanky?
Like covering up one nostril and blowing out the other one.
Oh, yeah.
You're out in the field and you got just...
They're so good at it.
I vividly remember watching David Beckham at a time where he was, peak. And he's like about to take a placement kick because he was such a great, kicker. And I would be like... He just blew a snot rock. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
Ow. It was so gross. It was so gross.
I mean, there's nothing more annoying than constant sniffing either.
Yeah. So you just got to get rid of it. That's why.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you guys are doing it right. I don't know how you do that. Hey, Margaret.
Hey.
So you have a question for us for whatever Wednesday, huh?
I do. I've been listening to the show for a long time, and I feel like the cast all gets along so well. So is that real? And do y'all hang out? After you do the show?
Not every day.
We used to a lot more, but honestly, we're spread so far now, and our life situations have changed with children, and, you know, JC and I live in the suburbs, and Jenna and Al still live in the city, and
mine hadn't changed,
Al's got all these jobs, and Jenna, what are you doing?
That's a good question.
She's being Jenna.
I'm launching a lifestyle website, and I have a very cool trip coming
very
up.
Very busy.
But it's true. And you know what else I think? We spend a lot of time together here. So we're kind of good about knowing. I mean, it's nice for us to live separate lives because then we actually have stuff to talk about that interests one another.
Agreed.
But do we hang out with each other? Yeah. I mean, I go to Kelly's house. When I go out, I do end up at Al's bar singing karaoke every time, or we'll go out and have drinks.
I do not venture to where Kelly and JC live, I'll be honest.
The farms.
Yeah, I don't go up there. But we hang out for special occasions.
If we go to them, they'll hang out with us.
Yes.
My car can't go that far.
There's times where Jenna and I run into each other out and about, and we act like we're Kid Nation members.
I get so excited when I say CJC at a bar that I make a big scene of it. If you've ever been around to witness that, like I hadn't seen him in months because I'm not expecting to see him out and about.
And I'll
just like old times, JC. We used to live in the same apartment complex.
No pictures, Jenna. No pictures.
Yeah.
That's where. Yeah, we hang out though, Margaret. Not every day, but we do try to hang out here and there. Thanks for your call. Have a wonderful day. From the text, because you can text us with the same phone number.
Same number.
What are you guys doing for vacation, and where's Kelly going on her honeymoon?
Kelly?
Well, Kelly,
Well, I guess I can say, because I know nobody's going to be calling and bugging me in my hotel room, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're going to the Riviera Maya.
Yeah.
So it's you fly into Cancun, you take a little, I guess it's about a 45-minute ride, so it's a little bit outside of the city proper. And it's a brand new resort that just opened. It opened in March or May. It was one of the M months. I can't remember which one, so it's still brand new.
Yeah.
And it's called Unico 2087, which are the coordinates on the map.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like 20 north, 80 west, I think. So it's Unico.
Unico. That means the only one.
All inclusive, all adult.
Hey now.
And our plan is to park our butts on the beach and have people bring us stuff all day.
There
That's
you go.
The plan.
That's great.
And every night we have a dinner reservation every night at 8 o'clock. So whatever we get done, we're going to go to dinner at 8 o'clock every night. We have that plan. The only other thing we have planned is a couple's massage. We're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing a one-day excursion where they take you to, a private beach area where you can canoe and you can sample the local foods. They have, like, a whole presentation they do.
Yeah.
So that's all we're doing.
All right.
That's perfect.
I'm actually going to be down in the Riviera Maya as well. My wife and I take a trip every year with our friends, so our married couple friends. So we're going down there around the same time Kelly's going to be there. But we're going to go stay in a condo and... we'll go out and about and be there for about 3 days. And
there is a chance we might see JC and Kenzie.
Yeah, you might come out for one
night. If Alan and I can, you know, come up for air.
Awesome.
Look at you.
I may join you. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, y'all all going to be on my honeymoon.
I think yes. so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes, yes. We may join Kelly at Unico.
No.
But I'm going to try and get down to Mexico. I'm not 100% sure.
That's
but I'm
cool.
going to try my best to get down there, at least for a little while. I want to go to South Carolina, Kelly, to Seabrook Island.
Yes.
To a buddy of mine just built a house on Seabrook Island, and I've never been. And I just want to go check it out. It's right on the golf course or something. So I may go up there for a little bit, go to Mexico for a little. I'm not 100% sure if I'm going anywhere. Right. And Jenna?
I'm going somewhere really cool.
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Iceland.
Wow.
Burr.
I'm so excited.
No, it's not.
I know it's green over there.
Yes. I mean, it's going to be a little chilly, but I'm going on an outdoorsy adventure for 7 days.
Why
so
not?
I'm going to get in touch with nature, and I'm going to hike a bunch of mountains and see waterfalls and Icelandic ponies running through high green grass.
It's like an episode of The Bachelor.
That's exactly what it is.
I changed my mind. I'm going to where Jenna's going.
I hope I make it. So, yeah, I'll be there. I'll post online. I think I have, like, Wi-Fi everywhere. I'm thrilled. I've never been more excited about a trip. Right.
And sorry, fellas, Jenna's probably not going to be posting bikini pictures because it is going to be chilly.
I am. There's lagoons.
Oh,
I don't know about, like, bikini pictures, but I'm going to post some cool photos.
She will post some bikini.
At least one. We got you, fam. Speaking of South Carolina, Al wants to go there. Madison, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. So you met someone related to us.
I did. I met Uncle Red.
Oh,
Red
Rollins. Yeah.
How was it?
I work at a pharmacy here in Mullins. Mm-hmm. And he came in and he was just outgoing, just like Kelly is on the radio. And he said raspberry, and he's like, "You ever heard of a raspberry?" And I said, "I know one. Her name's Kelly." And he was so proud.
Yeah. Was he undercover? Isn't it that the
no, other? Uncle. Oh. Okay, so here's the situation.
You have a salesman.
In my family, my Uncle Richard, we called him Red. So the family called Uncle Richard Uncle Red, who has passed away. He was undercover. And Uncle Frank, who is in Mullins, is known as Red Raspberry.
Uh-huh.
So in Mullins, my Uncle Frank has Red's used cars. In Mullins.
Yeah,
so they know him as Red. I know him as Uncle Frank.
Have they ever seen the two of them at the same place at the same time?
Well
one's a past.
One's past.
Maybe.
Away. Oh, yeah, he was CIA, Kelly, so he might be.
No,
that's true.
That's my uncle. But yes, Uncle Red is my Uncle Frank.
Okay.
Yes.
He faked his death.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for
calling. Well, I'm glad that you had a good experience with him.
Me too, and it's very nice to talk to y'all.
Thank
nice
you. We were just
too,
in Mullins on the Raspberry Road trip last year, remember?
Yes, I do remember, and I hated that I couldn't get down to either places I was going to go when y'all was in Florence, but things came up, but maybe I'll catch you next time around.
Next time.
I hope
maybe we'll stop by your pharmacy, because we're in radio, and we need sleeping pills sometimes.
Yeah. This is South Carolina.
Allergy
we do
medicine.
It in a different way. We are Southern people.
We got prescriptions filled.
Yeah, prescription.
We need to get those. Oh, we need some advice from the ladies here, since we're about to go into Love Letters to Kelly real quick for Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Buenos días.
Buenos días. ¿Cómo estás?
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys. I love y'all.
Oh, you still love
you. We love you more. So you have a question for the ladies or what?
Yes, and guys as well.
Okay.
Especially Kelly, because she has talked about this before. I matched with a guy on Bumble like 20 days ago. We talk every day, and this is going to be our fourth date coming up tonight. But he hasn't kissed me, and I don't know if we're besties or if I should make a move.
It's okay. Let me tell you, Alan did not kiss me until our fourth date.
Four dates?
And girl, you're not besties. A guy would not be taking you out this month if he just wanted to be your friend.
Trust me, he wants to kiss you.
Yeah. Alan told me later he knew I was different because he had dated a lot of girls on the social media apps before, and he wanted to treat me with respect. And it was not until our fourth date. And of course, it was silly. I laughed and we had to do it over because it was awkward and silly the first one. It wasn't the romantic kiss like from the movies.
No.
But it was our fourth date. And this is your fourth date. This might be it.
You think she should put the move on? It's okay for the girl to do it, right?
A girl can give a guy a signal that she wants to be kissed.
Last time we hung out on Monday, I invited him over to hang out in the hot tub, and he did, and nothing.
In the hot tub?
Yes.
Oh, if he didn't.
Know what you should have done?
Don't do that again.
What?
You know, you should have prepared a dinner for him from Blue Apron.
Okay.
Allow us to do our commercial real quick, if you don't mind.
Put your question on hold for just a second.
Hold on one second. Go ahead, Al. What would she do?
You should go to blueapron.com and sign up and have food delivered to your house. Then you get back in that hot tub.
No, Al, don't do that. Because JC does this with Kenzie for date nights.
Yeah.
You pour a glass of wine.
Boom, pair it.
And you're both sitting there and you're chopping and you're mincing, you're following directions. It's fun. And then who knows, over that chicken cordon bleu that you never thought you could ever make, but you can thanks to Blue Apron, you might share your first kiss.
Yeah, all the ingredients are in there for you. You could just be trying them together. You put one in his mouth. He puts one in your mouth. Next thing you know, you guys are making out. Ooh. Eating delicious food. Try Blue Apron on us. BlueApron.com/kid. That's KIDD.
Mm.
Or Nikki. Now back to your question.
Yeah, Nikki, if he's
okay.
Okay,
thank you.
I'd give it maybe one or two more dates. And if he hasn't kissed you, I mean, the conversation hasn't steered toward things romantic.
Yeah. Have you joked about it?
Yeah. I called him out. I was like, are we going to be besties for life?
Yeah.
Or do I get to see you again? And he picked me up that night and we went out.
Okay. So he's a shy guy.
He's slow, because that would be my approach. I've done that with a guy. Like, are you friend zoning me already?
Yes.
Just to set him up to say otherwise, you know? And sometimes
this is the thing. He's a perfect, he's a solid 7 with a perfect 10 personality. So
See, that's a perfect dude right there.
Yeah, I'd give it a couple more tries and then
Does he touch your hand? Has there been any kind of intimacy? Maybe he's just not comfortable with,
he has.
Okay.
Then, girl, he's into you. He's just taking slow. If he's touching your hand and stuff like that, I mean, honestly, you might have to make the first move there. I've been with guys that's kind of the case, and they're into it. It's not that they're not into it. They're just scared or something.
Here's what you're going to do. You're gonna go out, have a couple drinks.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to loosen up, right?
Yeah.
And then eventually he's going to start staring at you, because that's what we do as guys. We're going to be staring at you, but we don't know how to make the move because, again, we're dudes and we don't know how to read a room. So what you're going to do after a couple drinks is you're just going to stare at him, grab him by the back of the head, and say, come here.
No, I wouldn't. If I were you, I'd look at him in a moment where he's flirting and I'd be like, you like me, don't you? You know, I would kind of do it like that.
And then at the end of every sentence, say,
at the end of the night when he goes to, does he hug you goodnight at least?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you reach over and you kiss him on the cheek, but a little bit closer to his mouth.
I do that because we're Hispanic, so we already do that.
Yeah, they already do that. Shout out, by the way.
Okay, well, you're sitting at the bar having a drink. Say, come here, you got a little something on your face. And then lean over and give him a kiss on the cheek.
Tongue in the ear.
No.
Okay.
Nikki.
We have really differing opinions on this matter.
Pull him in by the back of the head and in his ear whisper. Despacito.
No.
Despacito.
Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Give him a little despacito lyric.
All the signs are pointing to that he's into it. He's just taking it slow. Yeah.
And then take your tongue and run it across your top lip.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Nikki, can we get your phone number and get a recap of your first kiss when we come back?
Absolutely.
After the kiss happens?
And make sure you tilt your head to the right. Make sure both people should tilt to the right.
Always go to the right, Al. Good point. Good point.
Very slowly. Yeah. I want to breathe on your neck very slowly.
Let me
say things to your ears,
Nikki.
And whisper.
That's right.
So that you remember if I'm not with you.
Pop a breath, man.
Slowly.
Yeah. That's how you do it, Nikki. That's what you
got
to do.
Nikki, you got this. Don't overthink it.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get your phone number, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to find out how Nikki's first kiss goes. Will she go with the advice Al and I gave her?
I love giving love advice. It's so much, it's so fun, so therapeutic, right, Kelly? That's why you're so good at it.
I'm so good at it.
That's right. I still think she should go for it and grab him.
Yeah.
Come on, go for it. But I'm not the love expert. Kelly's the love expert.
There you go.
And we're doing love letters to Kelly coming up next. We have themes this week. We're doing it every day. Today's theme is young love. The youngins are in love, and Kelly, they need advice. We'll get to it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Jorge Blanco, less than an hour away. Yeah, pretty huge in South America and in Mexico.
Right here.
He did the
pretty cute
High School Musical version of that show down there. And he's coming up here to the States now, giving his music to us.
Uh-huh.
So you get to hear him in the Canal Side Lounge in less than 1 hour. But right now, it's all about love. And love advice. We've been doing them every day this week because it's the last week Kelly's going to be a single lady. She's getting married on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm sort of like, I've got so much to do that if I look at my whole to-do list, it overwhelms me and I have trouble breathing. So I told Alan, I really just focus at the next thing. And once I get that next thing done, then I look at the next thing.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's one of those situations.
Yeah, step by step.
Yeah, I just, but it's like, how did I get to this point and I'm not done?
As
I don't know
everyone.
How I got this far in the process and I'm still not done.
It's because you planned it not long ago.
Yeah.
It was
that's
a quick,
true. It's a quick engagement.
Quick.
But we still don't know the music we're walking in. We don't have the music picked out for what we're walking into the ceremony
Ooh.
With or walking out. We haven't got that picked yet.
Yeah, you have a couple days.
This is how we do it.
No, with the string.
Big booty hog.
Right?
Get with it. No.
Yeah, but we haven't picked it out. And I got to make that decision today. And I've got family coming in today.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, my goal is to have everything done by Friday so I can just not deal
relax.
With it. Just relax because the rehearsal's Friday night.
Right. I mean, you got to get it done today and maybe a little bit of tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
That,
today is a lot of grooming.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow is the spray
true,
tan.
Right? Oh, my gosh. There's
spray.
Yeah. Guys don't even know.
No, they don't.
There's so much grooming that goes into us.
Are you going to
get
the
And last night, oh, my gosh, let me tell you, there were two. I saw two mosquitoes in my house because we've had the doors open, you know, so much.
They.
And all I could think about is I'm going to get bitten on my face and I'm going to have a huge mosquito bite. So I sprayed mosquito spray on myself before I went to bed last night.
That's right, Kel. You have to.
And slept with mosquito spray.
I thought they stay away from redhead people.
I can't tell you. I don't normally attract mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I really don't. I'll go out. My daughter and I will literally go out just to get the mail. We'll come back in the house and she'll have three bites and I'll have nothing. They just don't.
Then you need to keep your daughter around as a defense.
Right?
You need to get a male go-getter. That's what you need.
But I'm just saying, I just don't attract mosquitoes. But my luck, you know, it'll get me. So I sprayed myself with mosquito spray before I went to bed last night because I couldn't find the stinking mosquito to kill it.
I hope Alan realizes the sacrifices that you're going
through. Hello, I'm Alan.
I know.
Well, right now you can rest your brain because all this comes natural to you, Kelly. You're an expert in the love department.
Yes, you are.
And today we're doing
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Young Love Edition.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm about to be a senior in high school.
Yay! It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It is, but I've never been in a relationship. I have friends that are guys and hang out with them, but no one's ever showed any interest in dating me. All of my friends have boyfriends or have had boyfriends. I'm the only one in our group who has never had a date. To homecoming, prom, etc. Is something wrong with me? Why do boys not want to go out with me? I'm worried that I'm going to go into college without ever being in a relationship. I don't know what to do. Macy.
Macy?
Yeah.
You are Kelly Raspberry 2.0. That is my story. I didn't date in high school at all until my senior year. There was a banquet. And Ken Salibi, who is very happily married now.
Ken, what's up? Shout out, Ken Salibi.
Ken Salibi's girlfriend was out of town.
Oh.
His ex-girlfriend was out of town.
That's right.
So literally 2 days before the banquet.
You want to go with me?
I was third choice. That was the only date I had in high school.
Wow.
Ken Salibi.
I was third choice.
And look at you now.
And I, you know, I thought nobody, you know, I had a lot of issues and stuff. I had a lot of guy friends. I had a good time and stuff. But I look back on it and what was so devastating at the time, look at, oh my gosh, I've dated so many incredible men in life. I had a wonderful dating experience and some bad ones too. You're gonna have so much to look forward to. So don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. It's hard not to compare yourself to other girls, because I remember crying every night. I would cry because the boy I liked Diana Jones.
Diana.
And then the other boy I liked Diana Jones.
Oh, Diana.
And then, oh, that
so
other guy
hot.
Liked
Diana.
Diana Jones. Diana Jones was the one everybody liked. And guess what? She's coming to my wedding.
She is?
Yeah, we're very good friends.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to meet
Diana
Jones.
Yes, we're very
Jones.
Good friends. But she was the one, all the boys, she's beautiful.
Did she give a cancel?
She had black hair. It was so black. And the biggest doe eyes. Her eyes were like you know, a Disney princess
doe?
Eyes. They're so big. And she was just beautiful. And she dressed so... Because her parents got divorced, so they both like spoiled her. You know, I'm the better parent. So she dressed so sharp. Oh. I mean, she just had everything going on, and the boys loved her, and they didn't love me.
Diana Jones.
What's she doing now?
She's doing good. She's like a visiting nurse. She goes around and, you know, cares for people in their home.
She bringing a date to the wedding?
She has got a date for the wedding.
Sorry, Al.
But, you know, and she's been married and stuff, but, you know, I'm saying, you're living my life, and it turns out fine. It's hard because when you're in the middle of it, you can't see, because that's all that's your life experience. And it's hard not to compare yourself to the pretty girls and all the other girls that have boyfriends. And what's wrong with me? I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with you.
And you're not.
And hindsight, I would go back. I had a class reunion, and I went back. I had two different guys that I was crushing on because I was very bold about my feelings.
Uh-huh.
Two different guys told me, "I really liked you in high school. I don't know why I didn't do anything about it."
Really?
I'm like, now you tell me.
Well, and also, speaking from a guy's perspective, you're not missing much because we suck as boyfriends in high school. So,
I don't know. I guess my personality was just too much for those little high school boys.
That's right, Kelly. You're too mature for them.
It wasn't. I was just a little bit.
Kind of a goody-goody, too.
I was a goody-goody.
Yeah, you were a tattletale.
Yeah.
But they liked me, and they didn't tell me at the time. Later, I guess they were just, here comes Kelly Raspberry. I like you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I like you. I have a crush on you.
You told everyone.
I told them.
If you liked them, you told
them. Yes, I did.
That's right.
I was very
bold.
You
know what? You were wifey material and not girlfriend material.
That's right.
That's what it was.
And that's
so anyway,
there you go.
Chin up. It's going to be okay. I promise it's going to be okay. But I'm not going to promise it's not going to suck for a while.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 18 years old, and I've been talking to this girl at my school. She's also 18. I really like her, and we get along great. But her mom doesn't like me and won't even meet me. She hasn't talked to her dad about it yet, so what should I do, Steve?
Well, why doesn't she like you, Steve? There's too many questions. Do you have a bad history? Or is it just they're just super protective of their daughter? That's a different thing. Like, are you the troublemaker? I don't know enough about you.
Sorry, Steve.
There's nothing worse than the parents not liking
but
you as a boyfriend.
You can be very, if you show some maturity and say, Miss Smith, whatever her name is, I'd really like to go out with your daughter. Is it all right if I come over to the house tonight and, you know, we can all sit there together and watch a movie or something and just let her be around you? I mean, that's a very mature stance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you take, I mean, boy, you'll get major points with mom if you do that.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a reason why she doesn't like you beyond just maybe she wants her daughter to stay focused on her studies and she's got all these big plans for her daughter and any boy is a bad boy. Or maybe it's just that
he's a bad dude.
You're a bad guy.
Hey, you're the bad
boy. So I don't know your history and I don't know your rep, but I appreciate you writing me. But I would say try to be mature and say to your girlfriend, you can have your girlfriend facilitate it. Or if the mom still says no, then maybe you can reach out to mom and say, "Hi, Miss Smith. I mean, I really do like your daughter and I'd like for you to get a chance to know me. So I was wondering if I could maybe come over Friday night and I'll order a pizza for everybody and we can watch a movie and get to know each other." Can you imagine how many points you'd score with mom and dad if
that's
you were that?
That's a pretty good one.
Major
that's,
point.
That takes a lot of guts to do something like that.
Major points. So.
But if the girl's worth it to you.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
There are two guys that I really like, but I'm dating one of them already. Help, I'm only 13 and I'm super confused. Destiny.
Well, Destiny, you don't have to pick one forever right now. And you don't have to commit solely to one. You can just talk to both.
Talk to both.
You can talk. Well, at this age of 13, I'm assuming it's just talking and stuff.
And holding hands sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe. But you don't have to commit. You tell boyfriend number one that you're talking to him, "You know what? I need to be free to be me. You know? I like where this is going, but I don't want to be tied down right now.
There you go.
I don't want to be in a committed relationship.
All right.
It's trouble.
Man, it's tough.
I was dating two guys, and they were both at the school fair. I had to toggle between the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drama.
I got dumped by both.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
Sometimes it doesn't work in your favor.
They went to the game.
Yeah, but I won $50 on a scratch-off.
Oh, well, that, oh, yeah.
There's she couldn't collect it because she wasn't 18 yet.
Those Catholic school festivals.
Yeah. Look at you.
They were crazy, the gambling that went on there.
We had I had a little girlfriend that my best friend and I would trade off on back when we were like 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Tanya.
That's Tanya, of course.
She'd change her name. She'd change her mind every week. She'd go to Eric and then she'd come back to me.
Tanya.
She'd be devastated, but we were still best friends.
If you have a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com.
Yeah.
Write one.
We have another round of love letters to Kelly for you tomorrow.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We got somebody really special calling the show on Friday. At
who?
7:30 Central.
Who?
Tom Holland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really excited about this movie. I think he's probably the best cast they've had when it comes to Spider-Man. My son is super stoked about the movie.
Yeah.
And so when I found out we were going to interview him, we were in the car. And so Kason was with me, and I brought it up to him.
Oh, by the way, Kason, guess what?
What?
I get to talk to Spider-Man.
Oh, you on?
Yeah. If you could ask Spider-Man anything, what would you ask him?
Why does he wear a blue and red suit that doesn't even look like black Spidey?
Why does he wear a blue and red suit that doesn't look like a black spider? That's a good question. I've actually wondered that. Any more questions for Spider-Man, Kason?
Oh, could I go with him?
Go where?
Could I have a date with him? Spider-Man date?
Bro day.
Where do you want to go?
With Peter Parker. Where would you want to go on a bro date?
I'm going to ask him if we could go to a movie theater.
You want to go to the movie theaters with Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Or with Peter Parker?
With Peter Parker.
Nice.
Because all the people run away from Spider-Man, they don't know who they are.
Right.
Yeah. All the people run away from Spider-Man because they don't know who they are.
It's a very valid point about the blue and red suit. I've never seen a blue and red spider.
Yeah. That's solid. So maybe
it's a very solid point.
I am going to ask Tom that question for my son, Kason.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if the bro date will happen. Well, that was pretty cute that he wants to go.
He's kind of busy.
Can I go with him, like, on a date?
That's what he wants to
do. Oh, Kason.
Sweet.
So cool to have a little boy. I was laying in bed just looking at him. I'm like, it's so cool to have a son.
Yeah.
Get to play with them and stuff, and we get to play Spider-Man and Ninja Turtles. And we told you already about Jorge Blanco. He's coming up in about 30 minutes. He stopped by the Canal Side Lounge, and he did a rendition of Despacito. And he mashed it up with that song that Charlie Puth has out called Attention.
Yeah. Interesting.
So if you're looking for a new artist to follow, because he is making his way up here to the States now to show off his music.
And he's hot.
And he's a good-looking cat.
There's something when the guy starts singing like this.
Like, it just can't not be hot.
When he started singing, I looked around the room, and all the girls and Justin had this face like, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well.
And all the guys were like, damn.
Yeah, we're like, dang.
Damn.
Because I'm so confused. I don't know what he's saying, but it's just, oh.
Yeah, you don't have to know. I'm about to take
I'd
out the trash.
I'd rather not know. Yeah.
You'd rather not know what he's saying?
I'm about to take out the trash.
It's pretty cool that this is the number one song in the world. Here you go. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Why can't I sing like that? Al, why can't we do that?
Well, because God is fair. He gives some people one thing. He gives some people other things. So he gave you something.
He gave you a great personality.
Yeah. He gave you those, those medium shirts.
Those muscles. You got those muscles.
Dude, this is a large.
I like that. A hoodie.
No, I didn't say that one. I just said those.
Extra large from the children's department doesn't count.
I like that hoodie. The short sleeve hoodie is always interesting to me. Like, that's a style thing more than it is for warmth.
Very
right?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I look up what Justin Bieber's wearing And then I try to mimic that as best as I can.
That's what girls are told to do.
You
find
know why I love you so much?
What?
It's because at
You're
least
honest.
You admit it all.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know, at least you admit the things you shouldn't.
I look at what Justin's wearing. I look at what Harry Styles is wearing. I can't do that.
I follow a Harry Styles fashion account.
Me too.
He's on
point.
I
don't.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We're over here in the Canal Side Lounge. And ladies, if you're into Latin lovers.
Who isn't?
Boy, do we have a treat for you. Jorge Blanco is in the studio with us right now.
Yeah.
Hey.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
For you, Kelly, that's George White.
Un poquito español?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. How you doing, Jorge?
Good, and you guys?
Doing great, man.
Awesome.
I was reading about you, and I saw that you know a bunch of languages.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Un poquito.
Oh, he's modest, JC.
So you were born in Mexico.
Yeah.
In Guadalajara.
Okay, mm-hmm. Ding.
So you know Spanish.
Yeah.
You know English.
Yeah.
Because you're living out in L.A. now.
Yeah.
You know Italian.
Yeah.
What'd you learn Italian for?
Well, we went on tour for the show I was in, like, a lot in Italy. And I got a couple friends in Italy, too, so I...
So you just learned it just because?
Yeah.
Just talk to them?
It's pretty close to Spanish, though.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a little Italian.
Yeah. Que posso dire? Non lo so.
What should I say? I don't know.
Hey, there you go.
It's easy.
It's so close to Spanish. You get it like that.
Mm-hmm. And then you know Portuguese.
Yeah.
Is that because you want to be friends with Cristiano Ronaldo?
No. Well, it could be, but I learned because I shoot a show in Sao Paulo for 3 months. So
you also picked up some French.
Yeah.
Do you learn on apps or did you have like a teacher or...
I just like it, man. I mean, whenever I go to a place, I get really passionate about like trying to like getting to know it. And then my ultimate test is when I'm in the hotel and I call like room service. And I try to say it in the language, and if they reply in English, I fail. So I try to do it. And whenever they reply in their language, I'm like,
right.
Yes.
What is your go-to room service order?
I always go to like a club sandwich. It's like easy.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong, you know?
Right. Did I hear that you're a good beatboxer, too?
I do beatbox.
You too. Beatbox as well.
What in the world does Jorge not do?
Right?
But really, what do you suck at? What are you bad at?
He's like Alan.
He's like...
Oh, yeah. My God.
Are you good at soccer?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Of course he's good at soccer.
Of course he is.
He's from Guadalajara.
Argentina,
I know,
Mexico.
That's why I threw that out, because it'd be like, Webby sucks at soccer. Jeez. All right,
are you a Chivas fan?
Atlas.
Okay, good.
All right, big so rivalry. Beatbox
there.
Now.
Oh, really? Yeah. What? Yeah, what can you do a little beatbox?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I want to hear it. Oh, he did the rap though.
Wow.
Now you go, JC.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can go.
Can you do the thing at the end?
Hey.
Not that bad.
Oh. How do you do that?
He's going to be practicing that all day.
Oh, man.
It sounds just like a water drop.
Later, maybe after.
That hurts. Does it hurt when you hit your cheek?
Okay, later, Jason.
I'm trying.
Later.
He's going to be doing it the entire way home, I promise.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
I got a bruise. My wife's going to be like, who beat you up again?
Make some noise if your birthday's December 19th.
Woo! Yay, woo! You too.
That's his birthday.
Wait,
you're kidding.
You too?
And you too?
All two.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy.
December 19th, brothers. Hey. No way.
How about that?
Oh,
that's crazy.
I was giving everyone hugs.
Dang.
I knew there was something about you, man. I was like,
I knew it. That's my Italian. I knew it. My
just
brother.
A couple of years
separating,
same year
too, yeah.
We have so much in common. The whole Latin thing and the sex symbol.
Totally.
Thing. And well.
Now, you have you do a Beatles cover, but you're pretty young. Were you a Beatles fan growing up?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Beatles is a classic. Yeah. Who doesn't like the Beatles?
Right.
I mean,
and that's a song that's on Cars 3.
Yeah.
How'd you get hit up for that? Did they hit you up and said, hey, we want you to sing on it, but you got to do a Beatles song?
Yeah, they said like they were trying to find like a good cover for you, and they brought up that one. And I was like, whoa, big fan of Disney Pixar and big fan of Beatles. I'm like, well, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, and Paychecks, big fan of those.
Big fan of Paychecks. Now, did you get your career started doing a reality show in Mexico?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
For the Disney Channel, was it?
Yeah, for a Disney Channel show.
So it was like, from what I was reading, it was kind of like High School Musical.
Yeah, they were trying to find like the lead characters of the next High School Musical movie, Mexican version.
Yeah. And you
Did
won
you
that.
Did you win?
No, I didn't. But then I got it to, I made it to the cast for the movie, so it was fun.
So did you guys like live in a house together? And you guys
yeah,
did?
Wow. We did.
Where was everybody who beat you out for the part? Are they doing anything now?
Like my
like whoever friend, who beat
who
you?
Got the lead?
The one who could lead. He's doing some stuff in Mexico right now. Actually, he's gonna do some stuff on TV. And,
so yeah. He's still working.
Yeah, they're all working. I mean, and we're still in touch. Like they're my brothers.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
You guys worked together for a while.
Yeah, for like 4 years.
And then you got another show in Argentina.
Yeah.
You have to go down there. Violeta, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Violeta. So that's like a soap opera, like a telenovela.
Yeah, it was a mix of soap opera, series, Disney thing. Yeah, it was great though. 4 years and it was really big.
And this whole time you're working on your music mm-hmm. while you get to work on TV.
Yeah, well, I had to like, because you don't have much time when you're on TV because you're like, I mean, we were shooting and then tour, then shooting, then tour. But when I was done, I started doing my own thing with music.
Yeah, we didn't have much time when we were on TV and... We won't get into that.
Yeah.
Only thing I see is that you, this is what stands out to me, is what? You're about to get married.
Yep.
So am I.
Really?
Yes, congrats. Saturday. High When's five. Your wedding date?
We don't have a date yet.
But it says in 2017, so you're going to try to do it this year?
I don't think we're going to have time to do it. It might be wrong.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do it like, I mean, we don't have a date yet. We just want to do it right. Take the time to do it right. I mean, it's going to happen anyway, you know?
So basically, yeah. You gave her the old, yeah, we'll get married. That's cool.
Put a ring on her to shut her up.
How involved is she with the selection of the girls in your videos? Because you got some hotties in the video, dog. Yeah. I was like, man. Does she have any say at all?
The director was the one with the saying, like, he wanted to do, like, a cast. And I love the cast because he's like, just different kinds of beauties. I like that.
Yes.
Different kinds of beauties?
Yeah, no. I mean,
that's who doesn't like that?
Me too.
Who doesn't
me
like
too.
That?
That's a good line. The director picked them all, baby.
The director
yeah.
did. The director made me dance.
I was like, I just like different kinds of beauty.
I just like different kinds of beauty. Yeah, you got beige, you know, you got mocha, you got all kinds of.
He did have all sorts of
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough when you're in the entertainment industry and you got a bunch of hot girls in your videos.
Yeah.
You got to be extra attentive to your girlfriend, right?
Well, yeah, but she does the same thing, too. Like, she's an artist, too, so she gets it.
So she gets the hot guys.
What?
She's a singer?
Yeah, she's a singer and actress, too, so.
Oh, cool.
Makes it easier.
Yeah, right? She understands.
Britney Spears, Kelly.
What's no, it's not Britney Spears.
What's her name?
Stephanie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to like hit her up or anything. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I don't think he's worried.
He will look up her pictures.
She might have a thing for Sagittarians.
Right. Well, will you do a little performance for us so we could hear you?
Totally, yeah.
What are you going to sing for us?
Yeah, we got the single in acoustic version.
Let's do it.
Set the mood, spark some conversation, let me read between the lines, see the truth, written in this conversation, baby, speak the language of passion, no, we talk so deep, build up the heat, start increasing the pressure, no, mind, just keep it up. I go insane every time I feel your touch. You wanna taste of a good life? Well, here it comes. I'm so damn close. Don't let go. I got the summer soul. Summer soul, girls, trees and wine by the pool. I dress for the occasion, wearing nothing tonight. Can't say cool. Create a conversation, can't speak the language of pleasure. No. Keep it up.
touch, you want a taste of a good life. Well, here it comes, I'm so damn close. Don't let go. I got the summer's out. Because it feel like ta-da-ta-da, ta-da-da-da-da-da-da, summer soul. Falling in love with your touch, I said, hey, blowing my mind. Just keep it up, I go insane. Every time I feel your touch, you want a taste of a good life. Well, here it comes, I'm starting close. So,
woo! Summer Soul is available right now. We can pick that up.
Yep.
You could also get Drive My Car from the Cars 3.
Exactly.
But yeah, the album's not coming out for how long? How much longer?
The album.
The album, your EP?
I don't know yet.
This fall.
Yeah. Like, the plan for now is dropping song by song, and then, I mean, the audience is going to tell. Like, they want more, we got more. We got like 40 something songs ready,
wow,
actually.
Wow. So you're going to have to pick out of all those 40.
Yeah, that's hard, man.
Will the album come out before you get married?
Hey, hopefully, yeah. That's the idea. That's the idea.
It's definitely is. Look at Mexico sending the good hombres up here.
Yeah.
Talented.
Oh, no bad hombre here, huh?
No, sir. Bad in a good way is what he is. My
awesome.
Man.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.